السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. علماء کرام, موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز ان اسلام, وی آر ویری فارچونیٹ ٹو ہیو بین گریسڈ ٹوڈے ٹو نائٹ وتھ پریزنس امنگسٹ اس حضرت مولانا ذوالفقار احمد صاحب دامت برکاتہ. ہی ریکوائرز نو انٹروڈکشن. دس از ہز تھرڈ ٹرپ ٹو دا کنٹری اینڈ یو ہیو بینیفیٹڈ فرام ہم پریویسلی, اینڈ وی آل نو دیٹ ہی از ون آف دوز of a very high rank and caliber, especially in the Naqshbandi order. Just as in fiqh, the four silsilas that became prominent in the world were the Hanafi, the Shafi, the Maliki and the Hanbali. In the same way with regards to tasawwuf and suluk, the four silsilas that became prominent in the world were the Qadiriya, Chishtiya, Naqshbandiya and Saharwardiya. Unfortunately at present, there are more khalifas than murids. This, in the different departments of deen, those titles have lost their significance because of the caliber of people who have been appointed to such positions. Some of us who are not even worthy of being murids, we have been made khalifas. And as a result, when we say he is the khalifa of someone, then it doesn't seem to have any effect. So our Hazrat is not of that type. He is indeed one who can be called a great Khalifa, a senior Khalifa of Shah Ghulam Muhammad Habib Rahmatullah Alayh, who was a very great person, well recognized in the world as a person of high spiritual caliber. Our guest is also an engineer. He qualified, and not only qualified, but he even took awards in that particular field. So especially those people who are very much influenced by the secular qualifications, then our guest is no short of such qualifications also. But the very fact that even after that he went into the company of this great buzrug and pious and saintly person, and after spending many years with him, when he was really polished, then he was given Khilafat. This is what should really happen, is that a person should remain for a long, long time in the company of such great people, and then when they see those qualities in him and they give him the Khilafat, then that is really worthy of being recognized. So Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum is also a principal of a Darul Uloom in Jang, and he has established one in New York, and thousands of Americans have benefited from his scholarly talks. And it's not just his talks and speeches. He is a person that you can call one who is Ahle Dil. And when the person who has got a heart that has been purified and full of Noor, then when he speaks, then in every word that he speaks, there's also Noor. And it is that Noor and that light which then permeates into the hearts of the listeners. So alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that we have him amongst us. It was by means of a dream that he was once directed to go to Russia some time back, when Russia was still surviving. So at that time he went to Russia, and it was Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's system that worked, and he had the opportunity of speaking to 400 great mashayikh of Russia, and then he worked amongst the Russians, and it is not a secret that he has thousands of murids in Russia, and he is called Fateh of Russia. The Jamaats only went there after that. So therefore he has got great achievements to his credit. We should give him a listening with open hearts, and inshallah ta'ala we will find that Noor will come through in our hearts too. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to benefit. Maulana Tashreef, yeah?
Thank you. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءَ وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله. We made wasiyat to those people who were Ahl Kitab before you, people of book. And then we are making wasiyat to you, anittaqullah, that you should practice taqwa. You should be God-fearing. There is one word, khawf, which means fear. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it keeps a person away from the sins. When anyone has a fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry. He will be displeased. Or he will punish me. So this fear keeps a person away from the sins and gives him a motivation to do good amal. So this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a dua for our education. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baini wa baina ma'asiyati. That, oh Allah, I ask your fear so that it could save me from committing the sins. So this is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two words which need to be understood. One is called huzn and the other is called khawf. Huzn means sad, sadness. And khawf means fear. And it has been told by the ulama that when some person becomes sad, he leaves the eatable things. He does not want to eat at all because he is sad. Suppose If young son of some mother dies, she will not be able to take food for maybe 1 week. People will present food in front of him. She will say, I don't have a desire. I don't want to eat. So when the heart is sad, it is difficult for a person to eat food. A person who has a big loss in business, you will find that he will not eat maybe for 1 day or 2 days, or eat very little. He will say, I'm not hungry. No desire of eating something. So the sadness puts a man in such a condition where it becomes very difficult for him to eat something. And the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it puts a man in a condition where it becomes very difficult for him to commit a sin. Because he has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not have a desire of sin. Or if he has some thought, bad, evil thought, still he will never take a step. He will be afraid. Subhanallah. And that's why when Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Qasim Nanautvi Rahmatullah Alayh, he wanted to lay down the foundation of Darul Uloom Deoband. So the first stone was laid down and there was a big crowd of ulama. Hazrat Nanautvi Rahmatullah Alayh, he made an announcement that today I am requesting a personality to lay down the first stone of this Darul Uloom who has not only committed a sin, but he has never made an intention to commit a sin.
Allahu Akbar.
He has never made a firm intention to commit a sin. And he was the maternal uncle of Hazrat Maulana Asghar Hussain Kandlvi Rahmatullah. He was named Shah Hussain, Muhammad Hussain Rahmatullah Alayh. And his brief name was Munne Shah. It was a common name, Munne Shah. He had not a big height, but he had a lot of height in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he used to cut the grass and then to sell in the market, and then he used to take care of his needs. And every day or other day he used to spare very little amount of money. From that small money he used to spare very little amount of money every day. At the end of the year he could save such an amount of money that he used to invite all the teachers of Darul Uloom Deoband as an invitation at his house. The teachers of Darul Uloom Deoband, they narrate that we used to wait for that invitation for months and months, because when we used to eat food from his house for 40 days, the state of our khashiyat in namaz was elevated. Subhanallah. Such a halal food that they used to feel the effect 40 days in their prayers. So when a person, he has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart, it becomes very difficult for him to commit a sin. No. He will be afraid. I don't want to do anything which is against the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart's position is just like a sky. On the sky, sometime you will feel clouds and sometime no cloud at all. Similarly, the heart of a salik, of a person, is like that. that sometime it has a lot of hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Raja, ummeed.
And sometimes it has a lot of fear inside. Khawf. That's why it has been told in hadith, Al-Iman bain al-khawf wal-raja. That sometimes a person, he has a lot of fear. How? When he looks at himself, then he is afraid. I am not doing good. I am not doing what I am supposed to do. My amal, they are not good in quality. They are not so good to be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows his shortcomings. So that's why when he looks on himself, he becomes afraid, fearful from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will happen with me? My situation is very bad. And when he looks at the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he gets hope in his heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, he will forgive me. His mercy is much more than the sins what I have committed. My sins have got no significance in front of his mercy. Subhanallah. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a stop at the bank of the river while returning from a jihad. He made asr prayer and then he made dua for the forgiveness of ummah. And he cried a lot. He was worried about the ummah. When he completed his dua, he saw that a small sparrow, a beautiful little bird, came in front of him and sat down on the earth and took few particles of sand in her beak and flew away and went on the water of the river. But again, she came back after few moments and again took few particles of sand in her beak and again flew. So when this small bird went to and fro for few times, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he became attentive towards that, what's happening. At the same time, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he came down. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, Jibreel, what is this matter? This small beautiful bird is doing something. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have made dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a presentation of that. Jibreel, what is that? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this small bird have just few particles in its beak. And this bird takes these particles and puts it in the water of the river. But because the water of the river is too much, so these few particles have no significance in the water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the presentation, oh my beloved Prophet, you are worried. But don't worry. The sins of your ummah are just like few particles of sand in the beak of this bird, but my mercy is just like the water of the river. You are making dua, I will forgive all the sins of your ummah. So when a salik looks at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he gets hope. He looks light at the end of the tunnel. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. So in these two situations, a salik, he passes his time. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has given a very good explanation that when the fear should dominate and when the hope should dominate. He explained that when some person is young, then fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should dominate in his heart. That's why he should control his nafs.
He will be able to control himself from the sins if there will be fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. But when he becomes old, elderly person, then hope of the rahmat, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that should dominate in his heart so that he may not become disappointed. When someone is feeling healthy, then the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should dominate him. He should refrain from sins. But when the same person becomes sick, then hope should dominate, that it should give him the courage. When some person is in playful mood, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should dominate. But when someone is feeling depressed, then the mercy and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should dominate. But both of them are the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, I just want to explain this word fear, khawf, maqami khawf. We should try to know it, that to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also blessing, one of the blessings. And we can check whether we have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart or not. There is a yardstick, there is a thumb rule, there is a law, principle mentioned in Quran, Azim al-Shan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى, that you should make advice to a person who is fearful. So the Mufassireen, they derived a point from this ayat that only that person can benefit from the advice who has got fear of Allah in his heart. If we come in these gatherings and we get an intention, firm commitment after the gathering that we will not commit any sin, it means there is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart and we have accepted the nasihat. And if we just go away and there is no change in our life, it means we have not got benefit from the nasihat. There is no fear of Allah in our heart. The fear has different status. One is called the fear of common persons like me and you, Amatul Muslimin. This is first level of khawf, first level of fear. And this fear is that because we sometime make mistakes, commit sin, disobey the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, neglect the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so due to our sins, we feel afraid that when I will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will punish me. So this is first level of fear. That a person who has committed sins, he is afraid, he knows what is going to happen. As a child, if he has broken some glass, he knows when I will go in front of mom, either she will beat me, I will be punished. Similarly, the example of a common person. He neglects the prayers, the recitation of Quran. He leaves away the sunnah of Prophet ﷺ. And then he has the impression, he knows that what is his situation, so he is afraid. So this is a fear of the common person. But then is a higher level of fear. And that is called the fear of pious people, abrar. Those people who make good deeds, they do not commit sin. They make good deeds. But they are afraid that the quality of our deeds is not so good and this may not be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know we have the commodity, but they are worried about the quality. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَّاتَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the life and the death so that he may come to know who is making amal of good quality. As in the big industries, people have got quality control department. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also requires quality of amal. And that's why it has been told, Man salla rakatain, the person who prayed two rakat in such a condition that right from the beginning up to the end, he did not get any vasvasa, bad thought in his mind, then due to two rakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all the sins of previous life. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ زَمْبِي. Subhanallah. He requires quality. Quality of amal. So two rakat of awliya are sometimes better than the whole amal of our life. Due to the quality. You know, sometimes one diamond is better than the tons of stones. No comparison. So awliya, they make amal with such a good quality because they have love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they have got sincerity, ikhlas. And due to ikhlas, they make such a good amal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it like pearls and diamonds. So second level of understanding of fear is the fear of pious people, abrar, who make good deeds, but still they are afraid. Ma abadna ka hakka ibadatik, wa ma arafna ka hakka marfatik. Oh Allah, I could not worship as it was my duty to worship. And I could not achieve your marfat as I was supposed to achieve your marfat. I could not fulfill the requirement. Imam Adam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he used to pray right from Isha after Isha till Tahajjud. And this was his schedule almost 40 years of his life. And then he went for Hajj or Umrah. He made Tawaf and he prayed two rakat near Maqam Ibrahim. And after praying two rakat, he raised his hand and then he said, Ma abadna ka hakka ibadatik, wa ma arafna ka hakka marah. That's why our akabirin, they used to make long tahajjud. But then, at the time of dawn, they used to make dua and they used to feel so shameful as he has been committing sin throughout the night. They were shameful on their amal. That the quality is not good. And they were fearful all the time. That may my amal be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meri kismat se ilahi paayen ye rang kabool. Phool kuch maine chune hain unke daaman ke liye. So they do good amal. But still they are afraid. No one knows what will happen. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is very great. All of our worship and appreciation and praise just remains below the heights of His Highness. So these are good people, pious people, but still they are afraid. And then there is a third and highest level of fear. It is the fear of arifin. Those people who are really very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have got the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have recognized the heights and the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these people, they never commit sin. They make amal of highest quality. But still they are afraid. We don't know we will be able to succeed till our last moment or not. So they have a fear that we are doing what we are supposed to do, but we do not know what will be our fate, our end. Innamal amal bil khawati. So they are afraid. I don't know what will happen in the last moment of my life. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, such a great imam, scholar, having lot of istiqamat, that he was punished due to masla khalq Quran, that even an elephant was punished, he could not even bear it. And this Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, in his last moments, he was laying down on the bed and there were students around him. They started reciting kalima. That is called talqeen. That is, someone is in his last moment, recite kalima with a bit loud voice so that he should understand, and then he should recite kalima too. When they recited kalima, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, he said, La. And after some time again said, La. Not whole kalima, just a word, La. And the students, they were surprised that why Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh is not reciting the whole kalima. By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he recovered. And then he was in his senses, in conscious, started talking. The students asked, Hazrat, we were reciting kalma in front of you, but you were not reciting. What was the actual fact? Then he said that at that moment, devil, shaitan came in front of me and he talked to me. He was saying, Ahmad bin Hanbal, you succeeded because you have safely taken your iman with you. But I was saying him, La. No. No. Until my last moment, I am still fearful what will happen with my iman. Last breath. Until my last breath. So this is the fear of the RFE. One sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala, he was crying, making dua. One of his friends asked him, why you are crying? He said, due to fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He again asked the question, have you made some mistake? Then that sahabi, he found one wheat, grain of wheat on the earth. He took the grain of wheat in his hand and then he said that the weight of my sins of whole life does not weigh up to the weight of this grain. I am not afraid from my sins. I am just afraid I don't know what will happen at the last moment. I have never committed a sin. The weight of my sin is not more than the weight of this grain. But I am afraid, I do not know what will happen at the last moment. Because it has been told by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there will be so many people, their name will be listed in the list of Muslims throughout the life, but at the last moment they will be deprived from iman. So this is the fear of RFE. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to come to masjid as he used to see some clouds on the sky, and used to stay in the mosque and pray. And Sahaba used to see that the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has become a little bit pale. So they used to ask, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you seem to be afraid." Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Yes. In the previous ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the clouds. And those people, they were pleased that rain will come. But instead of rain, they people were given the rain of stones, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He just sweeps them away from the earth." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to come to the mosque as soon as he used to look some clouds on the sky. And Sahaba kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they also used to stay in the mosque. This was a state of fear in their heart. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu, he used to say, "Oh Allah, if I were a hair on the body of a mu'min, it was better that if I was a hair on the body of a mu'min. Oh Allah, if I were a leaf of the tree, if I had not taken birth in this world." Why? Because now, on the day of judgment, I am going to stay in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I do not know what will happen. So they were afraid. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was Murad Mustafa, the dua of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had lot of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Once he was thirsty and he asked someone to bring water. A person, he brought some juice instead of water. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he took the glass of juice and he wanted to drink, he just started crying. And the tears came in the glass. Then his companion, his friends asked him, "Amir al-Mumineen, why you are crying?" Then he replied that when I wanted to drink this juice, I just thought maybe Umar will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, and maybe Allah will say, "Adhabtum tayyibatikum fi hayatikum ad-dunya wastamta'tum biha." You enjoyed the reward of your good deeds in the world, and now there is nothing for you in this hereafter. They used to cry before drinking the juice, "It may not be the return of my good amal." And how many ni'mat we enjoy every day. Do we realize at that time? So many juices on the dastarkhan. We take of our own choice, the food of our own choice. Oh Allah, Allah Akbar. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he used to cry. He used to cry so much, it has been written in the books that he was Kasirul Buka. He used to cry too much. That in his last time, people used to see two lines right from his eyes on the cheek. So many tears used to come that there were print of the lines. Impression of tears on the cheeks. He used to cry so much. When he was Amirul Mumineen, he called Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala was one of the prominent Sahaba who was told the names of the munafiqeen, hypocrites, by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told him that you should not tell the names to anyone. And Sahaba knew this. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he called Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, took him in privacy and asked, Huzaifa, my brother, I know that you have been told the names of the munafiqeen, and I know that you have been forbidden, you have been told not to tell the name to anyone. I am not asking the names of the munafiqeen. I just ask, is the name of Umar included in munafiqeen or not? Just tell me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah Sallam, he said about Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيًّا لَكَانَ عُمَرَى. This was his status. And he has this much of fear in his heart. Allahu Akbar. Once, in his last moments before his death, he talked to one of the Sahaba and gave his wasiyat, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he gave his wasiyat. He said, when I will die, you should give me bath and kafan, and then you should bury me in the grave as soon as possible. And he insisted upon this, emphasized on this. When he emphasized and told again and again, so that's how he asked Umar ibn Khattab, Amir al-Mumineen, why you are telling me to do all this work as soon as possible? The reply of Umar ibn Khattab was very strange, very strange. He replied that when I will die, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased from me, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He will be pleased from me, you should take me to the grave as soon as possible. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be pleased from me, then you should take off the burden of my dead body away from your shoulder as soon as possible. And Allah knows what will be the fate of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Agar Allah rabbul izzat mujhse khush huye, to tum mujhe jaldi Allah se mila dena. Aur agar woh naraaz huye, to tum mera bojh apne kandhon se jaldi utar dena. Umar ke anjaam ko Allah behtar janta hai. This was the situation of fear in their heart. And they were the beloved persons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. After Sahaba come to Tabi'in, Hasan Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, one of the big mufassir, Shaykh, he had such a state of fear in his heart that when he used to come, people used to feel as if he is coming back from the graveyard after burying his father. And when he used to sit, then people used to feel as if he is a prisoner who has been told that he will be hanged very shortly. And he used to cry so much, it has been written in the books, that he used to take his tears and put the drops on the earth, and so much water used to collect there that grass used to come out from the earth at that place. Grass used to come. Rabia Basriya, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, she used to cry so much at the time of making dua, that she used to take the tears and put it on the earth, and this water of tear used to flow on the earth. Used to flow on the earth. This much amount of tears. Allah. Once someone presented him fried chicken, and she started crying. The person asked her, that why you are crying? She said, that this chicken is better than me. He asked how. She replied that this chicken was slaughtered first and then it was put on the fire. But if my amal will not be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will be put on the fire while I will be in live condition.
So this chicken is better than me. Allahu Akbar.
This was the situation of fear in their hearts. If a person is so fearful, will he commit any sin? He will not even imagine about this sin. We can take one example. If a criminal person, he has been told that tomorrow you are going to be hanged. And then he is put in a cell in the prison. While in the privacy of the cell of prison, he plan about the sin in that condition. No, no. His heart will be so sad, so much afraid, he will not even think about the sin. So this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves a person from committing the sins. And this is the need of the time. We commit sin and we feel as if nothing has happened due to lack of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A fasik commits sin and he feels as if it was a fly which has flown. No problem. And a mu'min, he feels about the sin as if it's a mountain on my head. So the sins become heavy if there is a fear in the heart. Otherwise the person feels it's light. No problem. And that's why people keep sleeping in the fajr. They make their namaz qaza and then they feel nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. They don't even realize that we made qaza our namaz. They don't realize. So we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, request, make dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he should put his fear in our hearts so that we should protect ourselves from committing the sin. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went for Mi'raj, while going on the seventh sky, he found some angels who have very big dimensions, so many miles distance in their shoulders, this much big size of angels, and all of them they were making sajda, but at the same time they were shivering, and due to their shivering a special sound was being generated. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked from Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Jibreel, what is the matter? He replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these angels have been created in the state of sajda by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will remain in the state of sajda till the day of judgment. But due to the habit of Allah, due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are shivering. And sound is being generated from their body. Those angels who took birth in the state of sajda and will remain in the state of sajda till the day of judgment, they are still afraid by the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. This is maqam-e khawf. And when Rasulullah, he wanted to go up from the arsh, then he listened some voice coming from the arsh. Its example was that if a chair is weak and a heavy person sits on it, then sometime a sound comes from the wood. Similar type of sound. Jibreel, what is this? Ya Rasulullah Sallam, this arsh is having the weight of the tajalliyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And due to that habit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some sound is coming from the arsh. if Elohim is sitting beside us, even if he is not looking towards us, still we will be afraid. He is not looking towards us. He is not attacking on us. But we know the capability what he has got. That if he will look towards us, he can do a lot of harm to us. So it means that whatever capabilities the lion has got, we are afraid due to that. Similarly, the angels, the arsh, in anbiya, sulaha, they know the height of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because they know the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they are always afraid. We don't know what will happen with us. We don't know what will happen. So they are afraid. Allahu Akbar. Some of the angels, they are created in the state of Qiyam. Some in Ruku, some in Sajda, some in Tahiyyat. So they are doing one item, one rukun of Salat. And we are so fortunate that we have been blessed by all the arkan, complete namaz. So when we pray, we get a nisbat with malaika who are making qiyam, who are making ruku, who are making sajda, who are sitting in qada. Subhanallah. Except the jinn and insan, all the creations have got maqam-e-khauf. Mashayikh have written it. Except jinn and malaik, jinn and insan, mankind and ghost, jinn. Every creation has got maqam-e-khauf, the fear, recognition of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why except man and the jinn, no one disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one disobey. لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرِ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِكُ النَّهَارِ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُ. These planets, stars, they perform the duty whatever they have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they cannot do anything against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We break the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other creation. Every creation knows what duty they have to perform. Kullun qad alima salatahu wa tasbihahu. They know what worship and tasbih they have to do. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِ وَلَاكِ اللَّا تَسْقَهُونَ تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُ. Everything in this world makes zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are unable to understand it. So we do not understand. Even single particle on this earth is doing its duty. They have got maqam-e-khauf. It has been told in hadith that the trees, they have been created in the shape of qiyam. They remain in qiyam throughout their life. Then, the animals, they have been created in the shape of ruku. They remain in ruku throughout their life. Small insects, they have been created in the shape of sajda. They remain in sajda throughout their life. The mountains, they have been created in the shape of attahiyyat, qada. They remain in qada throughout their life. Whatever duty they have been assigned, they are fulfilling the duties. That's why it has been forbidden in a hadith that no one should urinate on the shadow of a tree, under the shadow of the tree. Why? Rasulullah ﷺ told us that when its shadow elongates and comes short, it makes sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Even the leaves of the tree, they make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every creation has achieved maqam-e-khauf. Oh mankind, oh brother, we are superior creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do not have maqam-e-khauf. How much shameful it is for us. We should realize
And we should ask fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Just one hadith. I will narrate it and then I will conclude. Once a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have a camel. And I fetch the luggage of people from one place to the other. I put it on the back of the camel. And the camel takes the load from one place to the other. The camel, he performs well. He fulfills his duty well. And I take care of his food, his water, his rest, everything. But there is one problem. And that is, that when in the night I go to sleep, that camel is always in the courtyard beside me, my bed. He does not sleep in the night. And he screams. And he creates such a fearful sound, I cannot sleep. And again, next day I have to work. So I am unable to sleep in the night due to the camel. So that's why I have come that you should pray for me and my camel. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I have listened what you have told me. Now let me call the camel as well. Humne muddai ki baat ko sun liya. Ab muddale ko bhi bulayenge. So by the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the camel was called. It's in hadith that the camel came with adab, walking slowly, with respect, and sat down in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the shape of a tahiyyat. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked to him that your owner is complaining. He takes care of your food. He provides you water. He takes care of your rest. And you convey whatever load he puts on your back to its destination. But at the night, you do not let him to sleep. So this is complaint against you. And then the camel, he spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever my owner has told is true. He takes care of me, my food and water, my comfort. And I take care of him. Whatever amount of load he puts on me, I convey it to the destination. And when at the time of night, evening, we come to our home tired, we both feel tired. And my owner, then he takes his supper after the Maghrib. And because he feels tired, sometimes he thinks, let me just lay down for a few moments. And he lays down on the bed, and due to his tiredness, he goes in deep sleep. And then the time of Salatul Isha, it passes. And deep night comes, and he keeps sleeping, because he is tired, he is exhausted. And Ya Rasulullah, I am always sitting beside him, then I am afraid that he has not offered his prayer. Maybe on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question me. You were always with him. Why you did not make him awake? Oh Rasulullah, I am tired myself, but I do not sleep. I scream and take out sound from my mouth. Oh my owner, get up and make namaz and do not break the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Akbar Kabira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with His love. Amen. And with His fears, so that we should have a hope and a fear both in our hearts. May Allah make us successful in this life and in the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
سبحان ربي العلى الوهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب کریم ہم ظاہر میں بندے ہیں حقیقت میں نہایت گندے ہیں میرے مالک ہمارے اندر کی گندگیوں کو دور فرما دلوں کی ظلمت کو دور فرما دلوں کی سختی کو دور فرما ہمارے دلوں کو منور فرما ہمارے دل کی دنیا کو آباد فرما اے اللہ ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما ہمارے سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما روئے روئے سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما ہماری ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی میں اپنی محبت پیدا فرما میرے مالک ہمارے علم میں برکت پیدا فرما عمل میں برکت پیدا فرما رزق میں برکت پیدا فرما ہمارے کاموں میں برکت پیدا فرما ہماری زندگی میں برکت پیدا فرما قدم قدم اپنی برکتیں شامل حال فرما رب کریم ہمیں نفس مطمئنہ نصیب فرما شیطان کے مکر و فریب سے محفوظ فرما برا چاہنے والوں کی برائی سے محفوظ فرما حاسدوں کے حسد سے محفوظ فرما اے مالک ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما ہمارے نیک ارادوں کو میں کامیابی نصیب فرما اے اللہ ہمارے الجھے ہوئے کاموں کو اپنی رحمت سے سلجھا غیر کی محتاجی سے محفوظ فرما اور نیک ارادوں میں کامیاب فرما رب کریم اولادوں کو نیکوکار بنا فرما بردار بنا ماں باپ کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا اولاد کے غموں سے محفوظ فرما اولاد کے دکھوں سے محفوظ فرما رب کریم قیامت تک آنے والی ہماری نسلوں میں ایمان کو جاری و ساری فرما اے مالک ہمیں نماز کی حضوری نصیب فرما سجدے کا سرور نصیب فرما قرآن پاک پڑھنے کا لطف نصیب فرما اللہ رات کے آخری پہر کے مناجات کی لذت نصیب فرما اے مالک ہمیں ایمان حقیقی کی حلاوت نصیب فرما میرے مولا عمر گزرتی جا رہی ہے ہم الٹا بگڑتے جا رہے ہیں میرے مولا ہم اپنے دل کا غم کس کے سامنے کھولیں آپ ہی تو سینوں کے بھید جاننے والے ہیں میرے مولا آپ کے سامنے تو سب کچھ کھلا ہے رب قریب ہماری قسم پرسی پہ رحم کھائیے میرے مولا ہماری حالت لٹے ہوئے قافلے کی مانند ہے لوگ لٹے ہوئے قافلے پہ رحم کھاتے ہیں اللہ ہمیں شیطان نے لوٹا کبھی حسد کروا کے کبھی ریا کروا کے ہمارے عملوں کو ضائع کروایا کبھی غیبت کروا کے عملوں کو ضائع کروایا ہماری حالت لٹے ہوئے قافلے کی مانند ہے اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما اور ہمیں اس شیطان ڈاکو سے محفوظ فرما اپنی حفاظت نصیب فرما اے مالک ہم آج دل میں عہد کرتے ہیں کہ ہم آپ کی نافرمانی نہیں کرنا چاہتے مولا ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما اللہ ہمیں اس میں سرخرو فرما اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں تو ہمارے ساتھ اپنی مدد شامل حال فرما اللہ جب ماں باپ کا کوئی بچہ کمزور ہوتا ہے وہ اس کا زیادہ لحاظ فرماتے ہیں مولا ہم آپ کے کمزور بندے ہیں آپ ہمارا زیادہ لحاظ فرمائیے ہم پر خصوصی رحمت فرمائیے ہماری مدد فرمائیے اللہ ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ فرمائیے اے مالک جب بچہ پریشان ہوتا ہے ماں باپ کی طرف دوڑتا ہے جب بندے پریشان ہوتے ہیں اپنے پروردگار کی طرف لوٹتے ہیں اے بے قصوں کے دستگیر اے ٹوٹے دلوں کو تسلی عطا کرنے والے اے مانگنے والوں کی جھولیوں کو بھر دینے والے اے زخمی دلوں پہ مرہم عطا کر دینے والے اے پروردگار عالم ہماری امیدوں کو پورا فرما میرے مولا ہمیں اپنے در سے پیچھے نہ ہٹا اللہ ہم آپ کی شان بے نیازی سے ڈرتے ہیں مولا ہماری دعاؤں کو پھٹے کپڑے کی طرح کہیں منہ پہ نہ مار دینا میرے مولا ہمیں اپنے در سے پیچھے نہ ہٹا دینا اللہ آپ ہم سے ناراض نہ ہو جانا رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ فرما اے اللہ جب کوئی ماں اپنے بچے کو نجاست میں لچڑا دیکھتی ہے وہ نفرت نہیں کرتی گھن نہیں کھاتی بچے کو پھینک نہیں دیتی وہ جانتی ہے بیٹا میرا ہی ہے وہ اس کی نجاست کو دھو کر اس کو سینے سے لگا لیتی ہے مولا ہم بھی گناہوں کی نجاست میں لتڑے ہوئے ہیں مگر بندے تو آپ ہی کے ہیں، اللہ آپ ہمیں اپنے در سے دھکا نہ دیجئے، میرے مالک ہمیں اپنی نگاہوں سے گرا نہ دیجئے، رب قریب ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرمائیے اور ایک رحمت کی نظر ڈال کے گناہوں کی نجاست کو دھو دیجئے اور رحمت کی چادر میں چھپا لیجئے، میرے مولا ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ فرما، رحمت کا معاملہ فرما، اللہ ہمیں نیک اعمال پر استقامت نصیب فرما، گناہوں سے بچنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اے اللہ ہمیں حلال اور حرام کی تمیز نصیب فرما، اور اے اللہ ہمیں حرام سے بچنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، میرے مالک ہم آپ کی نافرمانی نہیں کرنا چاہتے، پروردگار اس ارادے میں ہمیں کامیاب فرما، اللہ تیری مدد کے بغیر ہم کمزور ہیں، مالک ہمیں گناہوں سے پاک زندگی نصیب فرما، معصیت سے خالی زندگی نصیب فرما، رب کریم آنے والی زندگی کو گزری ہوئی زندگی سے بہتر فرما، آنے والی زندگی کو گزری ہوئی زندگی کا کفارہ بنا، میرے مولا ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما، اے اللہ آپ کے محبوب نے ہمیں آپ ہی کا در دکھایا اور یہ بھی بتلا دیا اس در کے سوا کوئی دوسرا در نہیں، تو مولا ہمیں اپنے در سے خالی نہ اٹھا دینا، رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ رحمت کا معاملہ فرمانا، اے اللہ جب دنیا والے ہمیں قبر میں دبا کے واپس آ جائیں اس وقت ہمیں اکیلے نہ چھوڑ دینا، میرے مولا ہماری مدد فرمانا، اے اللہ جب قیامت کے دن آپ کے سامنے کھڑا ہونے کا وقت ہو اس دن کو ہماری زندگی کا بہترین دن بنا دینا، اس دن کی رسوائی سے بچا لینا، اس دن کی ذلت سے محفوظ کر لینا، اس دن سرخروئی عطا فرما دینا، اے اللہ دنیا کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، دینی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، جتنے دوست موجود ہیں ان کے دلوں میں جو بھی غم اور پریشانیاں ہیں اللہ ان کو دور فرما، ان میں کامیابیاں عطا فرما، اے اللہ ہم سب کو اپنے پسندیدہ بندوں میں شامل فرما، میرے مالک ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اور ہمیں آئندہ نیکوکاری کی زندگی نصیب فرما، میرے مالک ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرما، میرے مولا آپ نے قرآن پاک میں ارشاد فرمایا وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ، اور سوالی کو انکار نہ کرو، جب ہم جیسے کمزوروں کو حکم ہے ہم سوالی کو انکار نہ کریں تو مولا ہم بھی تو آپ کے در کے سوالی ہیں، اللہ آپ تو عظمتوں والے، آپ تو قدرتوں والے، زمین و آسمان کے خزانوں کی کنجیوں رکھنے والے، میرے مولا آپ بھی اپنے در کے سائلین کو عطا فرما دیجئے، ہماری جھولی بھر دیجئے، اللہ تیری ایک نگاہ کی بات ہے میری زندگی کا سوال ہے، مولا رحمت کی ایک نگاہ فرما دیجئے اور ہماری بگڑی بنا دیجئے، ہماری کشتی کنارے لگا دیجئے، رب کریم ہمیں آفات و بلیات سے محفوظ فرما لیجئے، اللہ ناجنس کی صحبت سے محفوظ فرمائیے، غافلین کی صحبت سے محفوظ فرمائیے، اے اللہ ہم غافلین کی صحبت کی طرف جانے لگیں تو ہمارے قدموں کو پیچھے ہٹا دیجئے، اے اللہ ہم چاہیں نہ چاہیں پیشانی کے بالوں سے پکڑ کر ہمیں نیکی کے رستے پہ چلا دیجئے، اور اللہ محبوب کی سنت سے ہمیں مزین فرما دیجئے، ہمارے باطن کو اپنی معرفت عطا کر دیجئے، رب کریم جو کہا سنا گیا اس پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے، اور اے اللہ اس کے بدلے ہمیں اپنے پسندیدہ بندوں میں شامل فرما لیجئے، اے اللہ ہمیں اپنا ایسا خوف عطا فرما دیجئے کہ ہم گناہوں سے بچ کر نیکی پر استقامت سے عمل کرنے والے بن جائیں، میرے مولا اپنی رحمت کے ساتھ ہمیں دنیا اور آخرت کی کامیابیاں عطا فرما دیجئے، میرے مولا ہم نے تو اپنی ضرورتوں کے بقدر مانگا مگر آپ ہمیں اپنی شان کے بقدر عطا کیجئے، میرے مولا دینے والا ہمیشہ اپنے مقام کے مرتبے کے مطابق دیتا ہے، اللہ آپ بھی ہمیں اپنی شان کے بقدر دیجئے، ہماری امیدوں سے بڑھ کر ہمارے ساتھ اچھا معاملہ فرمائیے، اللہ ہمارے ایمان کی حفاظت فرمائیے اور زندگی کے آخری لمحے تک اس کو بحفاظت دنیا سے لے جانے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے، رب قریب ہمیں دجال کے فتنے سے محفوظ فرما، اے اللہ آنے والے زمانے کے حوادث سے محفوظ فرما، اے اللہ ہمیں اپنے اکابرین کے ساتھ محبت عطا فرما، ان کے نقش قدم پر زندگی گزارنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، اے اللہ ہمارے مشائخ علماء صلحاء جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفاء کاملہ عطا فرما، رب قریب جو دینی مدارس عربیہ کام کر رہے ہیں اللہ ان مدارس کی حفاظت فرما، اللہ جو دینی جماعتیں کام کر رہی ہیں جس انداز سے بھی کر رہی ہیں دین کا فائدہ ہو رہا ہے. اللہ سب کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما. میرے مالک اپنی رحمت سے ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا اے اللہ جو مانگا ہمیں وہ بھی عطا فرما دیجئے, اور جو مانگنا چاہیے تھا ہم نہیں مانگ سکے اللہ وہ بھی عطا فرما دیجئے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, تو بلینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. اے اللہ ہمارے اساتذہ مشائخ والدین رشتہ داروں میں جو دنیا سے رخصت ہو چکے ان کی مغفرت کر دیجئے, اور جن کی آپ نے مغفرت کر دی ان کو قرب کے اعلیٰ درجات عطا کر دیجئے. اے اللہ جن کے بھی, اے اللہ ہمارے اساتذہ مشائخ بہن بھائی دوست عزیز جن کے بھی ہمارے اوپر حقوق آتے ہیں اللہ ان کو ان دعاؤں میں شامل فرما لیجئے, اور اے اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول کیجئے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, تو بلینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.